Page 46. Page 46. Mentor or coach according to the situation. Training, mentoring, or coaching is also situational. Everyone say situational. People have different levels of readiness for different goals or tasks. Mentor or coach as appropriate for any given situation, individual, goal, or task. It is possible to mentor the same individual in one task and to coach him in another. Always mentor with the goal of making your people learn to ultimately lead and manage themselves. So, Jason's question, yeah, so if you have one class on discipleship, that is training. It does not mean everyone in that class is an R1. What it means is the church wants everyone to have the common denominator. So pag you want to have one language and one thrust in a church, yeah, you gather everyone and para mo siyang sinusubuan, tinatrain mo sila, not because they're R1s, but because, well, some of them are R1s, but because you want the whole church to have one language, one approach. After that classroom session, the teacher will make tutok those who are really R1s and will allow the R4s to go on their own. Okay, so ganun yon. Don't worry if you're mentoring someone when you're supposed to be coaching that person. It is don't worry about it, okay? This is trial and error, and all you need to do is to pay attention. Everyone say pay attention, okay? Let's say you make a mistake on the readiness level of an individual. R4 pala siya. Kala mo R1. So kung R1, you're training. Sinusubuan mo, o 1, 2, 3, sulat mo, doc. Number 3, write it down. Tinututukan mo siya. You pay attention to his or her reaction. Pag nag-react siya, o mag-time out ka mentally, sabi mo, oh, by the way, are you familiar with this material? Hindi mo natatanong, senior pastor, I wrote the book. okay. Sorry, ah. Hindi ko alam eh. So, cambio ka na ngayon. Are you with me? So, don't worry. Okay? Always start at low gear. Kasi mahirap naman yung you will presume R4 siya, R1 pala siya. Disaster yun. Yung magkamali ka sa na R4 na pala siya, R1 ang assumption mo, madaling gamutin yun. I-cambio mo lang ang approach mo. But the key strategy is paying attention and learning to shift immediately. Yun lang yun. Okay? So, hindi siya, oops, nagkamali ako, patay na. No, it's like parenting. I mean, you know, we don't worry about whether our children are R1 or R4 when we're parenting them. Basta, we just blabber what we think we want to say. And then we make up for it later on when we realize we probably said the wrong things or we said the right things in the wrong way. Okay? So, all right. By the way, until your children know about this concept, please do not use the terms on them. Na, ikaw ba, ang tagas ng ulo mo, R1 na R1 ka. Hindi niyo maintindihan yon, okay? All right. Okay. Give me a slide. The mentoring coaching cycle, okay? Very simple concept. Number 1, identify the mentoring coaching need or opportunity, okay? So, how do you identify it? Well, there is deviation. There is shortfall. There is less than expected results. Example, let me see. What's a good example in church? Give me a result area in your church where there's typical shortfall or deviation from expected behavior. Give me an example. Oh, okay. Tardiness. Okay, very good. Okay? There is a, ano bang meeting nyo? Tuesdays, Fridays, let's say. You're a senior pastor, you call a staff meeting Tuesday. Okay, kasi Monday is vacation. Okay, fine. Staff meeting Tuesday. One individual is na late minsan. Minsan lang. At saka ang late niya, 2 minutes. First time siyang malate, the music minister, ministry head, is late 2 minutes for a staff meeting. Never late before. Is that a mentoring or coaching opportunity? No. One data point, and the variance is minor. Ba naman yun? Cool it, okay? Good. Okay, nung araw, mainit na ulo ko eh. Pupunahin ko yun. That's why my people got all afraid of me. So, I learned, relax ka lang. One data point, 2 minutes lang nalit. Ano ba naman yun? Okay. What if the next week, the same guy is late? 2 minutes lang din. Will it trigger intervention? Baka ang cut-off mo baka 5 minutes. Alright? What if the next week, late na naman siya? Siya lang ang late. In other words, if there is a pattern of deviation, okay, from expected behavior, maski na minor yung difference, because it signals, pare, if everyone can make the effort to come here at 9 o'clock for the staff meeting, why can't you? Okay, so, yeah, I think you intervene. By the way, if you don't want to intervene, I'm cool. In other words, it's up to you. It is situational. Okay? Now, if na-late siya by, in the first week, na-late siya by 2 minutes. The second week, na-late siya by 10 minutes. And the third week, na-late siya by 15 minutes. Is it intervention time? I think so. So, iniwa. Para pong parenting. Na isang deviation ng bata, hindi mo naman papuluin kagad, hindi mo naman didiscipline agad. Okay? So, there is a lot of parental dimension here. So, didiskarte ka. Walang libro dyan. It is according to your temperament. Kung masyadong interventionist, hindi rin maganda yon. Pag masyado ko naman, aloof, nagkakanda, leche-leche na lahat, hindi ka pa nag-i-intervene, masama din yon. So, kanya-kanyang temperament. Okay? Now, to me, if there is a pattern and the deviation is significant, ako, pag walang pattern, pa significant ang deviation, na late siya by half an hour, usap. Kukumustahin ko man lang, what happened? Na-flatten ka ba? Okay, kukumustahin ko. If there is a pattern and the deviation is significant, I sit the person down. Okay, so as a general rule, you use your common sense. Don't be too close. You're all over the place on your people. Don't be naman too aloof. Na nagwawala na yung mga tao, hindi ka pa nag-intervene. Okay. When you do identify, oh, by the way, when there is a mentoring or coaching need and you don't intervene, guess what you are signaling to people? You don't care. In fact, you are promoting that behavior as okay. Okay? So, yan ang problema ng leader. Hindi ka pwedeng hindi mag-intervene pag dapat kang mag-intervene. Okay? Because you are giving the signal na it's okay to behave that way. And it's bad for the team as a whole. Okay? So, you have identified an opportunity. You mentor coach the individual. What does it mean? You talk to the individual. How long? Where should you talk? Anywhere. Where it is private. How long should the conversation be? It depends on how big the issue is. Okay? How often should the conversation be? It depends. Nag-usap kayo ngayon kasi late siya. So, you monitor it. Next week, late ba siya uli? Pag late siya uli, usap na naman. The cycle continues until the issue is resolved. Either the ministry head comes on time or he or she loses her job as ministry head. Hindi mo titigilan yon. That cycle continues. Okay? All right. After the conversation, you evaluate the mentoring and coaching session. What do you evaluate? Okay? You evaluate if the person was defensive or if the person was open to you. Okay? Nung kinausap ko si Alzor about the tardiness, was Alzor defensive or was he open to me? Why do I need to find that out? Because I want to recalibrate. If the individual was defensive, okay? I will put the onus on the coach. Always on the coach. Okay? To adjust. If Alzor, kinausap ko siya, siya yung tardy, defensive siya, then I will think like this. Was I judgmental when I talked to Alzor? Did I come on too strong? Was I accusatory? Whereas I should be neutral, non-judgmental. Because I want Alzor to open up to me. But ka ba late ng late, pare ko? I want him to open up to me. If I come on strong or non-neutral or accusatory or judgmental, magsasara yan. End of mentoring relationship. Remember, it is relationship-based. No relationship, no effectiveness in mentoring or coaching. Okay? So you evaluate it to recalibrate your approach. Everyone say, recalibrate my approach. The onus is always on the coach. Everyone say, onus always on the coach. Okay, para mo sinabing onus always on the parent. Are you with me? Okay. When your child does not respond to you well, you know what? The first reaction cannot be pasawin na batang to. The first reaction has to be, Lord, what in my parenting am I doing wrong? Yun ang wise parent. Are you with me? That is also the humble parent. Okay. Before you say pasawin na batang yan, Lord, how am I doing my parenting wrong? And help me to correct my parenting style. Okay? And then you monitor the individual's progress. If there is no progress, that in itself is another mentoring coaching opportunity. And the cycle goes on until that changes. All right? Okay. Give me a slide. 7 mentoring coaching skills and disciplines. Okay? The first 3 are the most important. Number 1, initiating and building authentic relationships. Okay, initiating and building authentic relationships characterized by transparency, unconditional acceptance, and safety. Okay? If you want to be a good mentor coach, because it is relationship-based, you must develop the ability to initiate and build authentic relationships. Everyone say authentic. Authentic. It's not very complicated. It's all about sincerity. That is our narrative as Christians anyway. That is our narrative as Christian leaders. Okay? It's not very complicated. You just have to be sincere. Okay? I'm going to give it some dimension here. Characterized by transparency. Anong ibig sabihin ng transparency? Very simple. When you're coaching me, I must feel you have no agenda except to help me. You are not there to make me a crony of yours. You are not there to make me a loyalist of yours. You are not there to make me a fan of yours. You only have one agenda and one agenda alone. To help me achieve the goals of the church. Okay? It's the goal of the organization and what I need. So when you're coaching me, kailangan masasense ko, there's no other agenda here. Senior pastor, except your desire to help me. Kanya yun ang transparency. Okay? Now, you know it. Okay? What is in your heart will come out in your nonverbals. Okay? So, it is good that to have quiet time regularly, to have reflection time regularly, because you always ask the Psalm 137 question, Lord, try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me to the everlasting way. Because what's in your heart will come out in your nonverbals. Are you with me? You can't fake it. Particularly from third parties. Makikita, mararamdaman ko yan. Senior pastor, dating mo sa akin, iba. Wow. Okay? So, transparency. Number 2, unconditional acceptance. What does it mean? What does it mean? That means every time you come to me for coaching, your past misdeeds, your past poor performance is deleted. Everyone has a clean slate. When you come to me to be coach, okay? Parang sa bata, okay? When I talk to you about an issue, I'm not gonna talk to you through the lens of your past misbehaviors. As in, ikaw talaga bata, ganyan ka talaga eh, patay. You see? Kung ganun ang dating mo sa anak mo, wow. He or she will feel judged because you are looking at him or her through the lens of past misdeeds and past misbehaviors, not according to the merits of the situation at hand. OK? Okay? So, yan ang ibig sabihin niyan. Unconditional acceptance means maski ano pang atraso mo nung nakaraan, basta itong issue yung pinag-uusapan natin, ito lang ang issue ngayon. Okay? You have a clean slate as far as this issue is concerned. Okay? Again, if that is not your mindset, lalabas sa non-verbals mo yan. Okay? Lalabas sa non-verbals mo. Na, have you heard this na, I'm not angry with you. Sabi ng anak mo, yeah, right, Dad. It's so obvious you're not angry with me. You see? Eh, paano? May baggage kang dala na naiinis ko sa anak mo because of previous misbehaviors. Okay? Finally, safety. Okay? When you coach me, if you want me to open up to you, you have to make me feel safe. Okay? How do you make me feel safe? Listen carefully. You teach, you speak to me through your own failure experiences. Speak to me through your own failure experiences. Okay? Balik tayo sa Tardy. Okay? Si Tardy. Yung ministry head mo na Tardy. Na hindi mo maintindihan. Why can't you get up earlier and you know where you live, you know where the church is, you know the traffic there? I mean, how many years have you been travailing that? Alam mo naman eh. Well, why can't you do it? Eh, siyempre, yung ministry head mo, tail between the legs, hiyang-hiya na sa'yo. Eh, I need you to open up to me. Well, I mean, for all you know, nag-aaway sila madalas sa gabi ng misis niya. Eh, but if I don't feel safe, why should I open that up to you? Okay? So, how will you make me feel safe? Well, tell me about your own failure experiences in the same area, if there is any. You know, you can say, you go like this, you know, Alex, you're so funny. You remind me of myself. When I was a ministry head, you know, I had a young family and there was a baby and, you know, naawa naman ako sa asawa ko. Alam naman siya parating tumatayo paghating gabi. So, tumatayo rin ako. As a result, kinukulang ako ng tulog. Kanya, late din ako ng late eh. Eh, mabuti lang, mabait yung pastor ko. So, is there anything like that happening to you? Wow. Since you open up to me your own failure experiences, wow, akala ko, pastor, ako lang eh. You see? So, now, listen carefully. I want you to make a list, an inventory of your failure experiences. Make a list of your inventory, make an inventory of your failure experiences. The bigger, the better. It is biblical. God comforted you in that failure experience so that we will comfort others in the same way that the Lord comforted us. Are you with me? God allows failure experiences to happen to us so that when we talk to others in a similar situation, we can encourage them. They can feel safe. And your people, ang attitude na dapat ganito, ay nako, salamat Lord. Palpak din pala si senior pastor nung araw. He's just like me. Wow, I feel so encouraged. Kanya, I mean, as a senior pastor, I don't want you to walk around as the perfect model of Christianity to the world. I want you to walk around as the perfect model of a broken person who is as imperfect as the other person, except that through the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, He has redeemed us and He empowers us. Ganun ang gusto kong dating natin. And you know what? Kung ganun na dating, you're going to invite people to come in and, wow, I like my senior pastor. He's just like me. You know, a lot of palpak in the past. He's just like me. So, make a list of your failure experiences, okay? One of my kids had a failing mark in one of his subjects, and I told him, it's not the end of the world, you know? You have no idea. When I was in grade 5, I flunked math so bad, it's unbelievable. I felt I was the most stupid guy in the world. Really, Dad? Yeah. That's why I told him. I told him the story, and wow, did it encourage him so much. You see? Right. So, number one. Number two, undistracted listening, being all there. 80% listening, 20% talking. Have you spoken with anyone who was there but was not there? Yeah? If you ask my wife, she'd say, yeah, she Alex. Okay? When I was an executive and I was also a pastor, it was the impossible life. And so, ako'y tuliro madalas because I was exhausted with my work. in the office, and then I was exhausted with my work in the church. And so I would have dinner with my wife. She's in front of me. She's talking to me. I'm looking at her, but I'm not talking to her. I'm answering her, but I'm not there. And often she'd say, "Hello, honey." You see. So when you're mentoring or coaching someone, be there. Okay? You have to learn to compartmentalize. Everyone say compartmentalize. Okay. All right? If you're coaching me, I need your undivided attention. I don't care about your problems because I'm the one who has problems. That's why I'm asking you to help me. So you, nakakaawa tayo because the demands on us as pastors. I mean, we have all sorts of problems, but we need to compartmentalize. And thank God men can do this better than women, okay? Women think in a straight dugtong-dugtong line, and men, we can compartmentalize a lot better. But sometimes we also get distracted, with all due respect, ladies, all right? But learn to compartmentalize. Remember, yung coaching conversation, hindi ho kalahating oras yan. Baka 10 minutes lang yan. Okay, so focus. Again, focus is the new IQ. Okay, if you want to be an excellent mentor and coach, learn to focus. One issue at a time. Today, right now, I'm in front of Alan. The only issue on earth is Alan for the next 10 minutes. Okay? In fact, I get my cell phone and put it on silent and put it upside down so I don't even see it when it flashes. Because when it flashes and I go there, Alan might say, "Oh, Alex is too busy for me. Pastor, saka na lang po, okay na po." So magiging polite na lang si Alan kasi nakita niya, I'm distracted. Lalo na if he's shy or insecure about the issue. Okay, so be there. And then 80% listening, 20% talking. We know this, okay? There are two apertures on either side of our heads. They're called ears. There is one in front of our face. It's called the mouth. Okay, even our anatomy suggests very strongly what James is telling us. Listen more and speak less. Okay? Now, the ratio is 80% listening, 20% talking. In that order, okay? Write this down. Beware of premature diagnosis. Beware of premature diagnosis. What do I mean? If you are not a listener, you will fall into premature diagnosis. Example. You're mentoring somebody. You're coaching somebody. You did the right thing. Oh, speak up. How can I help you? Okay, very good. Nagsalita ngayon yung kausap mo. Kasi ganito, senior pastor eh. So, within 38 seconds of the person talking, you go like this. Hop, alam ko na, Richard, this is your problem. This is the solution. Go. Sabi ni Richard, yeah, right. You see, the reason why we have to listen, okay, ask me, why should I listen intently? Ask me why. Because you don't have information. The information is in the head of the one you're mentoring or coaching. And you want to draw out that information. Eh, kung salita ka ng salita dyan, eh, paano ka makaka-draw out ng information? Okay? Number one. Number two. If I am your mentee, and I have a deep problem, let's say. Okay? Some problems, malalim at malayo ang pinaghuhugutan. Okay? It's very deep-seated. Okay? So, I might open up to you slowly. I'll give you one piece of information, and I will see how you will handle it. If you will handle it with delicateness and sensitivity. If you don't handle it with delicateness and sensitivity, I will stop the flow of information. And if I detect na, walang oras si Pastor, masyadong impatient, sabi ko, actually, Pastor, okay na. Okay na to, okay na. Alisin lang ako. And you've lost a mentoring opportunity. But if you are sensitive and you are not judgmental and I'm sensing you are neutral, I will give you more information. And more information. And more. Until you finally grasp my situation and you're finally able to help me. But you see, we tend to be premature
diagnosers.
Okay? Now, I'll tell you a story. We had a manager in the company before who was always seen as rebellious and argumentative with his superiors. Okay? And we never understood why. And he was a candidate for termination because difficult employee. Okay? Difficult manager. Okay? But he was good. And we wanted to develop him. And so we said, over a series of conversations, let's find out what the root of the problem is. And so, in a sense, we listened over a period of time. We listened. And we talked to him slowly. And we tried to get information from him. Ba't ka ganyan? Okay? We didn't say it that way, but we wanted to find out, ba't ka ganyan? Okay? Make a long story short, the story goes like this. He was raised by a very strict and demanding father. Okay? Very strict and demanding father. Panganay siya. Freshman in college, he failed in one subject. His father was so angry that he said, wag ka nalang mag-aral. Kung ayaw mo mag-aral, wag ka nalang mag-aral. Pinatigil ba naman siya in second semester of freshman year? Magtrabaho ko na lang. Pinatrabaho siya sa farm nila. They had a farm with a farmhouse beside Laguna Dibay. So he was telling me, Alex, do you know what it's like to paint the roof of a house na galvanized iron during the summer? Sabi niya, ang init ng araw sa taas, ang init ng yero sa baba, ako'y nagpipintura, para kang sinisirox, para kang nasa oven. So sabi niya, napag-isip-isip ko, tama si daddy. Ano ba naman ang hirap nung umubo ka sa classroom at makinig? Compare naman to sa ginagawa kong ito. At kung nag-aral ka nga naman, eh, ang kalalabasan mo, hindi ka minero, hindi ka laborer, hindi ganito. Ayun ang message ng tatay niya sa kanya. The experience taught him a very good lesson. But at the same time, he developed a resentment towards his dad. Na lupit naman ni daddy. Ano ba naman yung kinausap ako? Ba't bigla naman akong ngayon, kung I go back to school, nahuli na ako sa mga kaklase ko. Baka hindi ko pa sila mahabol. Make a long story short, sa kakasummer, nahabol din niya. So he graduated the same way as his freshman batch. Okay? But the resentment was there. And unbeknownst to him, the bitterness was birthed. Okay? Bitterness was birthed. Now, namatay ang tatay. The relationship between him and his father was never resolved. The bitterness was there. Okay? So, mula nung maliit siya, tingin niya sa tatay niya is a person of authority. Okay? So, nung magtrabaho na siya, lahat ng person of authority, may resentment na rin siya. Dalim ng pinaghugutan noon. Kanya, lahat ng boss niya, nakakaaway niya. Kasi to him, persons of authority are unreasonable. They are strict. Kasi yun ang experience niya sa father niya. Lalim nun, pare. So now, through a series of activities, make a long story, so we told him, you have to deal with your bitterness. How can I forgive my father? He's already dead. Of course you can forgive your father, even if he is dead. You release him. Make a long story short, this man releases his father. Okay? And he goes all the way up in the organization. A senior executive. Now, tell me, if we did premature diagnosis, will we have that person there? He's retired now. He's a very good friend of mine. But that's his story. So if you are a premature diagnoser, that's what happens. Okay, bring this home. Do you prematurely diagnose your children's issues? If you're like me, the answer is yes. I hope you're not like me because I'm so impatient. At you know why? I think I know the answer. Therefore, I jump to the conclusion. But, you know, my kids tell me, Dad, it's a different world than the world you grew up in. It's a different time. What you might think worked before doesn't work today. And, well, have I learned that the painful way? Okay? So, do not beware of premature diagnosis. Okay? Number three, asking powerful questions before or instead of dispensing advice. Click the slide. Okay? Powerful questions and aha moments. Very, very important slide. The individual's insight regarding his or her situation is 10 times more accurate than your advice. Did you hear that, senior pastor? Ask me why. Because the information is with him. How can you have better insight than the person you are mentoring? You don't have the information. The information is with the individual, okay? It's just that the individual cannot connect the dots of his or her situation. Appropriate questions from the mentor or coach helps to stimulate the neurons in the person's brain that can lead to aha moments wherein the individual gets it on his or her own. What you want, the ideal mentor and coaching session goes like this. I'm talking to Arthur. He's got a problem. I ask him question number one. He answers it. I ask him question number two. He answers it. I ask him question number three. He says, Kuya Alex, kuha ko na. Galing mong mag-advise. Wala naman ako sinabi. I only ask him questions. Now, listen carefully. According to neurologists, our brains are like the national power grid. They emit electrical signals from one part of the brain to another. Those signals are emitted by parts of the brain called neurons. Am I correct? Okay. Synapses and neurons, all right? So, neurons in this part of your brain will send electrical signals to this part of your brain, to the neurons in this part of your brain, or to the back of your brain, where you store all sorts of information. When neuron activity is very high, okay, and powerful questions stimulate neuron activity, those neurons connect and insights occur such that, wow, the dots get connected. Kuha ko na, ang galing mo mag-advise. Wala ka naman sinabi. Nagtanong ka lang. You see? That's the ideal mentoring and coaching session. After 3 minutes of asking the individual question, the individual says, thank you, Pastor. Ha? Galing mo talaga mag-advise. Alam ko nang gagawin ko. That is what we want to do. Help people solve their own problems. Tayo po, taga-stimulate lang ng neuron activity. Okay, click the slide. Open questions. Ask open questions, not closed questions. Ask open questions, not solution-oriented questions. Be brief and to the point. Be neutral and non-judgmental. Be inquisitive, but do not accuse. Use words that are not inflammatory. Use the individual's own words. Okay, this is a guideline. Ang issue dyan, ang basta tandaan mo lang, huwag mainit ang ulo. Huwag kang magmamadali. Huwag malakas ang dating. Huwag accusatory. Huwag judgmental. It is so easy. I mean, if you're like me, the word na naman kills it. Okay? Oh. Example, neutral. Anong nangyari? Very neutral. Non-neutral. Ano na naman ang ginawa mo? Oh. See? Lahat ng bagahe ko about you, nandun sa na naman. Ano na naman ang ginawa mo? Oh. Tapos ka bata ka. Versus, ano nangyari? Neutral. Non-accusatory. Are you with me? Okay, tone of voice. Okay, non-verbal signal. Okay? So, I am not angry with you. Yeah, right, Dad. I'm sure you're not angry with me. And my kid can be so sarcastic and so funny that I break down laughing. Okay, I'm angry with you, but I don't want to be angry with you. Okay, then let's delete, go back, let's reboot this conversation. Go back to from the beginning. Okay, so, malimig na ulo mo. Okay, sasabunin ka na ng anak mo. All right. Click the slide. I want us to convert these closed questions into open questions. These are questions answerable by yes or no. They are closed questions. When you ask a closed question, you don't get information. When you ask an open question, you get a lot of information. That is your goal, to get a lot of information, because you need information to help the individual. Did the call to your boss go well? Open it up for me. How did the call to your boss go? Very good. Isn't there something you could do about that? Very good. What can you do about that? Did that make you feel embarrassed? How did that make you feel? Very good. Do you want to take action on this alternative? What do you want to do about this alternative? Is there a deadline for completion of this activity? When is the deadline? Okay. Is there someone you could talk to about that? Who can you talk to about that? Will that take a lot of time? How long would that take? You see the difference? Ang close question, yes, no lang. Wala kang nakuha. Ang open question, marami kang makukuhang information. And therefore, you can help the individual. Give me a slide. Okay, ito, handout. May handout ba kayo dyan? Yung answer sheet? Baka nasa likod. Nasa last part daw, okay? By faith. Okay, so, click the slide. Ito naman, solution-oriented questions. They are like closed questions because you are suggesting a solution. Example, number one, have you thought about sending her a card or some flowers to get back on her good side? What is the solution being offered? Get a card, send flowers. Okay? So, kasi ang galing mo, gusto mo yung solution mo ang gawin niya. Open it up for me. Open it up for me. Come on. Very good. What can you do to get back on their good side? Kung sagot niya sa'yo, give me a situation. How can this be a situation? Merong isang member of the church nagalit dun sa isang ministry head because of anything. There are 800 reasons why people get angry with us. Hindi siya pinaupo dun sa gusto niyang upuan. Alam mo naman, everybody has their names on the chairs. But hindi mo nireserbo para sa akin, whatever. Let's say prima donna type of church member, okay? So, nagalit, nagtampo, at sumulat sa offering box na this is a lousy church, and, you know. Unloving, okay. So, nabasa mo ngayon. Maybe we should send her a card or some flowers. Maybe it's not appropriate. But let's say, you know, solution. If you do not offer a solution, but ask an open-ended question, what if the answer of the usher to you is, pastor, malakas tayo dyan. Isang text ko lang yan. Ayos yan. You see, sometimes we think our solutions are better, but since the information is in the head of the person we are mentoring, if we ask open-ended questions, we might get better solutions. Okay? Yun ang point ko. Would it work if you took a day off to finish that project? What is the solution being offered? Take a day off. Okay? Kung sabi nung bata mo, pastor, actually, open it up for me first. Open it up for me. Don't offer a solution. Open it up for me. Yeah, what will it take to finish the project? Okay? Senior Pastor, 1 hour of no interruption from you. Ngayon pala, ikaw may kasalanan. Kaya hindi makatapos-tapos ng project kung ano ina-assign mo sa akin kasi. Kaya, Pastor, huwag mo lang kung guluhin na isang oras lang. Ayos to. That happens to me all the time in Del Monte. Okay? And people say, pag nakita mo si Alex, hawak-hawak yung coffee mug niya sa umaga, magtago ka na. Dahil pag nakita ka na niyan, kikwentuhan niyan, wala ka na magagawa sa buong umaga mo. Sa hapon, fa-follow up ka niya doon sa trabaho hindi mo nagawa dahil inabala ka niya buong umaga. Okay? Do you get it? Okay? When you offer solutions, you are presuming your solution is the best. But remember, you do not have the information. The insight of the individual is 10 times better than your advice. Okay, so the skill is restraining myself from giving advice. Oh, how we love to give advice. Eh, pastor tayo eh. We are experts in advice giving. Yeah, right. Come on, get off your white horses, brothers. All right, give me a slide. Oh, yan ang mga inasagot nasa likod din yan, all right? One more slide. Okay, other skills. Holding the individual accountable for goals, commitments, deadlines, and promises. Madali yan. Okay? Alam mo gawin yan. Pag nagkasundo kayo kung ano yung goal, commitment, and deadline, just follow up. Oh, nagawa mo ba? Okay. Number 5, working through internal motivation, not external pressure. Okay? This is very important. Okay? We always tend to work through external pressure. Okay? Believe me, walang mangyayari dyan. or walang magaling na mangyayari dyan. We're going to have role play later, and you'll find out why you have to restrain your inis. Okay? Tap into the internal motivation of people. Don't concentrate on what they should do. Concentrate on what can I do to motivate them to do what they should do. Okay? Allowing the individual freedom in style of execution or whether or not to do anything. This is life coaching. Your child is qualified to become a super intelligent engineer, okay? And you're coaching him. But he doesn't want to become a super engineer, okay? He wants to be an artist, okay? You have to allow the individual freedom. It's his life. Too many parents force their children into careers that their children are not interested in. And the result is dysfunctional lives. Lives that God had intended to be for this kind of a profession. They're being forced into that kind of a profession or vocation. And there are many dysfunctional lives. And people are they're not in their sweet spot. Kasi hindi niya passion yun eh. Passion ng tatay niya. Ba't ka naging doktor? Eh, gusto ng tatay ko eh. Yeah, right. Okay? I have a friend, gusto niya mga anak niya doktor lahat. Kasi doktora siya. Yung isa, nakumbinsi niya, naging doktor. Yung isa, napilit lang niya maging doktora. Ayaw nung bata. Ay, mayaman sila, pinaaral pa sa Amerika at lahat. Ay, like a good daughter, sige, naging doktora. Naging maging doktora na siya, pag-uwi niya rito, sabi sa mami niya, oh ma'am, I'm already a doctora. Very good anak. I'm so proud of you. Okay, can I be a photographer now? Yeah. Ayun, photographer siya ngayon. Yeah, right. Okay? You see what I mean? Hindi niya passion eh. So, wow, I wish somebody told me this long time ago. Ask your children, anak, what's your passion? I will support you. Isa lang ang condition. Eh? You must want what you want. Within the bounds of ethics, law, and Christian values. Whatever you want, I'll support you. Basta usapan natin, 30 years from now, you're not going to say, Dad, I'm not happy. Because it's your choice. You must want what you want. You pray. I'll pray for you, blah, blah, blah. But when you make a choice, I want you to understand it's your choice. Wow, takot ng bata. Mag-iisip yan. Mag-iisip siya talaga. And he or she will assume responsibility for his or her life. And that's better. Kasi the likelihood that your children, our children, will get to their sweet spot is much higher if we allow them to pursue the godly passions that God has put into their lives. Okay? And finally, encouraging or admonishing the individual as appropriate. Give me a slide. Meron pa ba? Aha! Malapit na tayo mag-break. I hate these slides. Okay? Ask me why. They're too structured. And I hate structure, but I know I have to live with structure. Okay, we are right here. Okay, good. Okay. If you need guidelines on the actual mentoring session, here is the guideline. I will not read this slide. I made this slide for people who need to be held by the hand step by step. If you want a framework, this is the framework. But it is only a guideline, okay? You can throw it away after reading it if you like, or keep it in your book. To me, mentoring and coaching is really very informal. It is just a conversation, okay? It is a structured conversation, and this is that structure. But mind you, it's just a guideline. Maski balibalik tarin mo yan, it's okay, okay? And this is the one for coaching, all right? So again, setup, session proper, wrap up. I mean, it's too structured for me. But in my commercial runs, I discovered some people just need structure. They ask me, paano ba, Alex? Paano ba talaga? So I did the structure. But I also tell them, this is just a guideline. You cannot take it on face value. It is situational, and it is based on the temperament of the person you are talking to, and also, by the way, your own temperament. Questions, comments? We're doing very well time-wise, by the way. Questions, comments? Okay, I'm going to call a break right now. One more, 10-minute break. Let's do it. I want you to be back 11:05 or 11:06.